A heat advisory will be in effect across the Front Range today, starting at 10 a.m. till at least 9 p.m. tonight. The temperature is forecasted to reach up to 105 degrees in some parts of the Denver metro area. The National Weather Service is advising residents to drink plenty of fluids, seek shelter in air-conditioned spaces, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Police open-fired in Denver's Entertainment District Saturday night. KGNU's Lily Noble reports.
In pursuit of what they say was an armed suspect, police opened fire in a crowded bar area of Denver's Entertainment District Saturday night. Multiple sources say the target, Jordan Waddy, had a gun but did not fire it. At the scene, police fired at 21-year-old Waddy, who was injured and is expected to recover. Denver police say they are investigating whether bullet fragments from the police's shots injured five bystanders. The three officers who opened fire, whose names have not been released, were placed on administrative leave, according to the Colorado Sun. This is standard practice in a pending investigation. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation, Colorado State Patrol, and Denver Office of the Independent Monitor are assisting with the investigation into the shooting. The Denver District Attorney's Office is also investigating the shooting. For KGNU, I'm Lily Noble.
A group of Louisville residents protested Saturday against a tax for those who lost their homes to the Marshall Fire. They say the use tax disproportionately burdens the 550 Marshall Fire victims. According to the Daily Camera, Louisville's use tax is intended to fund rebuilding efforts, but protesters notice that the tax revenues have also gone to funding the city's open spaces, recreation center, and historical sites. Fire victims said they now must pay over $20,000 on average in use taxes, which protesters cited as an unfair burden for the 6% of residents who lost their homes. A petition that gained over 1,100 signatures proposed a rebate for those who independently rebuild their homes and a rebate on all use tax funds that went to broader city purposes, rather than directly towards rebuilding homes. The use tax is expected to be a topic of discussion at the scheduled Louisville City Council meeting tomorrow evening. The Lions Art Festival has returned after a two-year COVID-19 hiatus. Boulder County Arts Alliance, Lions Arts and Humanities Commission, and the Town of Lyons all collaborated to bring this event back. The festival drew nearly 40 artists and several food trucks to the Lions, Farmette, and Riverbend space. Former Lyons Arts and Humanities Commission board member Misty Brackett told the Daily Camera, "Lyons is basically an art town, whether it's visual art or music. Art is the weft of Lyons, and it's important we get back out and reconnect with the arts." A fire in Red Feather Lakes prompted evacuation orders in northern Colorado Sunday night. The fire started in a cabin, and it spread to a second cabin, and then burned about 100 feet into open space before firefighters contained the burn area. There are no reported injuries, and residents were allowed to return to their homes after a three-hour mandatory evacuation. A plane crashed in Left Hand Canyon on Sunday morning, killing at least one of its four passengers and starting a small fire. According to the Colorado Sun, a Cessna T337G crashed about 21 miles west of Boulder at 9:30 a.m. An evacuation notice was put into place for surrounding residents that lasted at least an hour. The fire grew to 1 acre and was then put out. The identities of those on the plane have not been released yet. A jury acquitted former Chatfield High School athletic director Craig Auckland last week for failure to report child abuse charges. KGNU's Luis Lacone has more.
Jefferson County's high school athletics director Craig Auckland was accused of not reporting sexual misconduct between students last year. Following a criminal summons accusing him of not meeting the state's mandatory reporting laws, Auckland resigned last fall. Auckland's attorney, Charles Nicholas, said Tuesday on behalf of Auckland, "This case highlights the inadequacies of Colorado's mandatory reporting laws, which are recognized by professionals on all sides of the issue." Both the principal of the high school and Auckland were put on administrative leave following the incident. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
It will be hot today in the Front Range, in the high 90s, with some rain showers. Make sure to stay hydrated. Today in Denver, we'll have a high of 100 and a low of 74. In Fort Collins, a high of 100 and a low of 64. And in Boulder, we have a low of 66 and a high of 99. Outside of the Boulder studio, it's 69 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.